5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You had no success and no sex.
Put moron number two on the phone.
It's been a while. Jim!
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company. Big, big show coming your way. And as always, big stars.
Yes.
The Block doing unbelievable numbers on the Nine Network, always does. Elise Knowles in here.
Oh, Knowlesy. Yes, please, Jim.
Knowlesy.
Knowlesy.
And hers is the best house.
Yep.
No doubt about that. They'll get the most money. She's flying.
Her boyfriend's a star, Jim. He
and
is
then,
a good
Bill. Because a big show tonight starts 7:30, footy show, telethon style.
Yes.
Shane Crawford, Little Ween.
Little Ween Crawford.
Hello, Ween. So we're looking forward to seeing him. But before all of that, first hour, the big man who bowls a heavy pill, Big Johnny Hastings, Big Haystacks Calhoun. He's in here as well. Oh, nice. I'm looking forward to this show. Hello, Bill.
G'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. G'day you, Leroy.
That's what I'm talking about.
There he is.
That's Shane. That's
silly
Shane.
Little Ween.
Went up onto the dais and said that when he won the grand final.
He did. Now, Bill, before you get going, and I know you got lots.
Old news.
I just got a personal thank you to put out there.
Who to?
To the bloke that broke down in the tunnel around 2 o'clock and completely cooked every part of Melbourne's traffic.
So how can one car breakdown do that, Jim?
It spits you out onto Yarra Boulevard, then you go past the Tan, which is a disaster because of Swan Street
That's
Bridge.
That's the way I had to go.
The whole thing turns into an absolute...
Chamozzle.
Chamozzle is a good word.
You know what they do need, Jim? A big truck that just picks it up, throws it in the back like a dump master...
And just keep
all
going.
It takes 10 seconds and then keep going and then we get going.
A 10-minute trip turns into an hour.
It does.
Of
it...
debacle.
It was gridlock.
So anyway, thanks for that, mate. I appreciate it.
I was out of Coles today, Jim. Head office.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, what were you doing out there?
Just doing some work.
Just doing some work at Coles. Look at you.
Do you know what became of Woolworth when it burnt down, Jim?
No, what?
Turned into Coles.
Oh, no.
There's an early joke.
Is that what you were doing out at Coles?
No. I was
getting ready for that zinger.
That was my best joke out there.
Nice.
One chapter ends, another opens for Durable Don. Brent Stanton has announced his retirement, Jim. How many games do you reckon Brent Stanton played for the
Bombers? Over 200.
255 games.
Oh, yeah, righto.
256.
Plays golf off two or one, he's got lots to look forward to.
31-year-old, number 13 pick. So well done to you, Stanton.
Yes.
That is a bloody good effort.
Good career.
Matthew Boyd will play for the Doggies this Friday night.
Very good.
Well, we
like that.
Yeah, we do. Nice. So he'll join Robert Murphy. It's going to be an emotional night.
It will be,
because then we're talking about Luke Hodge and Gibbo. Well,
Gibb's not playing. He's not even, I don't even know if he's there. He's on the horseback.
He's going to ride out on the horse.
Exactly.
But big emotional night. But well done, Boydie. We love him.
Yes, we do.
Nathan Buckley. I had a chat to him, Jim. I was one-on-one. One-on-one.
Did you?
And the only question I wanted to ask him was, do you love Collingwood?
Yeah, I do. I love the club and want to see it succeed. So whatever role I'm asked to play in that, I'll play it. You know, whether it means stepping back and stepping away, or whether it means stepping up. You know, the club, it's not about me, and it won't be about any other individual in the club. It's about, you know, what's going to give it the opportunity for sustained success. So I'm totally committed to the footy club and doing what has to be done.
Well done, Nath. He speaks very, very well.
No doubt about that.
When are we going to hear about that?
Good
after
man.
The weekend, Jim, are we?
I don't know. It's up to Ed and his board, I guess, as to how they plan to execute all of that.
Righto. Speaking of Collingwood, Daniel Wells, his season is over, Jim.
Wellsy.
How many games do you reckon he played for Collingwood this year?
Nine?
Ten.
Ten.
Played 10 games. Do you know what the results were? 7 wins and a draw with Wellsy playing.
No man loves Wellsy more than me, Bill. We had him at North for obviously the massive part of his career, and he is a magician. He is as skillful and silky a footballer as I've seen play the game, and that's all included. But durability has always been the issue with that superstar. So when he plays, it's fantastic, but he doesn't play often enough. And this is another example of it this year.
They win 75%, that tells me, Jim.
Well, and I reckon
so you just got to get him playing.
I reckon he would have been a similar ratio at North for most of his time. You know? He is that good a player.
I tell you who plays this week, the new daddy, Tyson Gold Sack.
Ah, so Sack.
Good on you, Sack, who's got another deal, I think. Actually, he talks
not yet.
Yeah, he talks not
probably
to
not yet, Bill.
End of the line for big dogs, Jimmo. Jimmo. Bevo, won't say. Guess who they are? Who? Fords, Travis Cloak and Stuart Cramery.
Ooh.
Actually, Cramery's had a shocking year. Four-year deal at the Dogs. Had that hip this year. Only played two games this season.
Hardly played.
No, he hasn't played. So that is a shame. And not sure what's happening with Big Trav.
Mm,
so good luck to him.
We'll see.
And, Daniel Menzel.
Now, what's going on here?
Well, the contract's been withdrawn, or there has been no contract. Jeez,
so Menzel Washington we don't know about.
Yes.
We do know that Jacob Hopper and little Dev Smith, the little reptile Dev Smith,
are built.
Tentacles reaching out across the border into Sydney to say we want both of them back.
And
we think Gaz, although I can't see how that can actually happen, but we think. So where does that leave the young Menzel kitty?
Well, he's been pushed aside, exactly.
Without a spot,
unfortunately,
Bill.
Who's a very, very good footballer still.
And a good man.
I'll tell you what else they'll have to be down there, Jim. They'll have to be not one, I reckon a couple of retirements very, very soon.
Oh, hello. Are you going to name who they are?
No.
So you're just going to say there'll have to be a couple of retirements.
I'll put it out there in the ether.
Who? In names?
No. I don't know any names.
Key defender?
No, Jim.
Oh!
He's a very important player. The big dominator.
Well, who then, Bill?
Well, maybe it might be Joel Selwood. I don't know.
You are a bull artist. We need to get to a break. Next, I need to do some complaining. Some complaining
you
to do.
You always bloody whinge.
Oh, well, my kids, seriously. Drive me up the wall.
Wine.
Hey, I tell you what. 133353, family involved, ring us now. What do your kids do that absolutely drives you nuts? And I'm going to start with my middle two.
Right.
One's on a farm in Perth at the moment, and that's not a bad thing.
Yes.
But the other one, George, is 12.
He's cute.
Oh, a ripper kid. But Bill, as soon as you get in the car, he's got to touch every button. Every single button.
Yes.
Every time.
Why do they do that,
I'm
Jim?
Driving along today, because obviously I dropped him at school this
running
morning.
Running
late. I'm driving, exactly. And as I'm driving, I'm thinking, what's that noise? There's some hissing noise. I can't.
Yeah.
What it is. Anyway, I then realise that he's hit the rear air conditioning button.
The rear?
So in other words, the bit that air conditions
the back
half of the car.
Yeah, I get it.
And then got it right to the end,
it's flat out.
Highest fan possible. And on the hottest temperature possible.
Yes.
And he's sitting in the front. So he's just strafing.
He can't feel it.
Exactly right. And I'm driving along thinking, the temperature in this car's all wrong.
Yeah.
But B, what is that noise?
Noise.
Anyway, I finally stopped because I was parked in the bloody car park because of that halfwit that the car broke down. And I finally realised, Bill, that it was the rear air conditioning.
Yeah.
Every time he gets in there, I say, George,
don't
touch anything. Mm. Just sit in the car and I'll drop you at school.
That's right.
Can't help himself.
Put him in the back, Jim.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to next time.
Summons him
and
to
get
the back.
Fred in the front.
Yeah.
But the second one, who's now 21, but I remember him being exactly the same, Bill. They cannot keep their hands to themselves, and it drives me insane.
Well, you know what drives me insane about my kids?
What?
When my girls ring me and say, Dad, you want to have dinner? You know what that means, Jim?
I need some money.
Money. Every time, Jim. Dad, I've got no money. Dad, I've got no money.
Hand me over some moolah.
Go and see your mother.
Some of the fabulous. we love our kids to death. Everyone does.
Yep.
But there are things they do, Bill, that fair dinkum drive you insane.
Exactly.
My youngest, second youngest, gets in the car and has to touch every button and just completely stuffs up all your settings.
Come on, George.
Conrad's in Mount Martha. Conrad?
G'day, guys.
What is it, Conrad?
Kids get in the car, they pinch my chewing gum, and they drain me full of coins.
Oh, no, your parking money.
Yes.
All gone. Wipe me out.
Doesn't that annoy you too? When you get a beautiful park and you need to go to the meter.
You're looking for the
coins. Just a couple of gold chaps, Bill.
No. And you know what it is? Tens and twenties. No gold ones.
No gold ones. I like it, Conrad. Stay there. Mark's in Churnside Park. Marcus?
How you going, guys?
What happens?
Well, my daughter's obsessed with making slime at the moment. And she always ends up, when she comes home from school, in a container, and it always ends up on the back seat of my car. And bloody hell, it's horrible to get out.
Where did the slime thing come from, Mark? Where is it just a trend that's sort of taken on? What is it?
Yeah, I think it just started from the experiments at school they do, and leads after that.
And they use all your bloody flour.
It was good stuff, actually, back when I was a kid.
Slime?
Did they have it?
I don't know. They make it now, Bill.
It was good. I liked it.
Glenn's in Glen Ferry.
He's not. Glenn.
Hello.
How's Glen Ferry?
Oh, I'm actually in Glen Iris.
Glen Iris. Glenn's in Glen Iris. Nice. What do your kids do, mate?
Mate, I've got an 8, a 10, and 12-year-old boys, ooh, and everything they do annoys me. They don't hang up their wet towels. They don't hang up the bath mat. They don't lift up the toilet seat. They don't scrub their skitties. They don't replace the toilet paper. They got their headphones on when they're playing their Xbox, start raising their voice. They go outside, they leave the door open.
Do they fight?
Oh, well, there's no tomorrow.
The wet towels, that annoys you, Jim. When they throw them on their bed or whatever.
What about when you got a pool and you go, if you're going to have 8 swims in a day, that's fine.
Just one towel.
One towel. Yeah, exactly. And they go through your whole thing. You end up with 15 wet towels. Let's get to Jace, who's in Sandhurst. Hello, Jace.
Jace.
Billy, JV, how are we?
Good, Jace. What drives you mad?
One of the things that annoys me, well, there's many, but one of the things that annoys me, getting out, starting work every morning at 7, sleep-ins are on a Saturday and a Sunday. My kids always want to wake me up instead of the missus.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Jace wants a little sleep-in, Jip.
Surely it's the cannibal. It's just shocking, Billy.
But Jace, it's every man's right on a Sunday morning. Yeah.
It is, mate. It is.
Surely you say, boys, go and wake the doll up.
No, they won't.
Jeez. Well, you got to step. You got to show some authority.
Cole's in Cranbourne. Hello, Cole.
Cole.
Billy, JB, how are you?
Hello, Colin.
Right. I just want to go to the frickin' toilet and pee.
Oh no.
Oh my God. No. I've got 4 kids, 10, 9, 4, and 2, and they just will not leave me alone.
And you want, Cole? You want a good 15 minutes in there?
Read the paper.
Do you know what I've done? I've actually measured and cut a piece of timber now that goes, it's the length of the toilet floor.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I go into the toilet now, I stand it up against the toilet and then I lay it down. I now lays between the back wall and the door. So there's no way they can open it.
Oh, I love that. That's good.
I just have to ignore them.
That's 15 minutes, Bill.
That's all you want.
Not as long as you go where your legs end up tingling.
And then you can't walk. You go to stand up, Jim, and you get all...
Well, Bill, you don't have to be on there for an hour.
Well, I've got to read the whole paper.
Let's get to Gary. I love it. Notting Hill, Gaz.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Gaz. What drives you mad?
Have you heard of Skylanders?
No.
The game on the PS4.
I have not.
What is it?
Yeah, boy, these little figurines, and they go on this portal thing to play the game. Well, the kids have got hundreds of them, instead of using them on the PS4, they actually play with them like just a normal toy.
Yep.
So they spread them all over the household, in the passage, everywhere. You get up at 3 in the morning after a couple of frothies to go for a slash, and you step on them and feels like it goes through your foot.
Beautiful.
Don't you hate that? In the middle of the night.
Oh, Bill.
When you kick a table or
that's
something.
That's it. That's nice. Lee's in Croydon. Lee.
Lee.
Yeah, mate. The thing I hate is last night I realised it. They sat down for dinner and I walked away for about 2 minutes and I come back and one of them's crying.
No.
I said, you're joking. You can't even sit down and eat dinner without one of you's crying. Seriously.
What caused it? Do we know?
Apparently the boy pulled the girl's finger. I don't know. Oh.
She didn't. She didn't go pull this, did she?
Pull the photo finger.
Oh, no.
Oh, mate.
Oh, no, Bill.
You come back and they're in tears.
We're feeling all the pain. Simone's in Pakenham. Hey, Sim.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Sim.
What drives you nuts?
My 8-year-old daughter. We'd say to her over and over again, you know, put your clothes in your dirty clothes hamper as soon as you get changed.
Yeah.
Do you know where we find them?
Where?
Next to the goddamn hamper every single time. You can guarantee it. Little hawk socks scrunched up on the floor and her jerseys all over the floor next to the damn hamper. Not in it, next to it.
What is that?
They should be in the bin.
Sim, we have got a sink that is literally over the top of the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Like, you open the dishwasher underneath the sink.
Yeah, they can't.
My
do
kids
that.
Just they stack can't. Them. I go, well, is that foot and a half from the sink to the dishwasher you couldn't sort of traverse?
Oh,
I just don't get it, Bill. I reckon they do it on purpose. In fact, I know they do it on purpose. Mm. Okay, have a listen to the old man here. If we leave these dishes,
whinge watching.
Have a listen to the old man. And Bill, they get me every time.
Yep,
I never miss. What are you doing, Fat?
I might have a spell.
Intermission. And now, a message from our sponsor.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. The Howie Games deals with the great times, but also discusses the tough times, and in the hope of helping others, AFL star Brendan Favola opened up about his gambling problem.
I started with this book, you had $2,000 start of the day, and by the end of the day, I'd won $360,000.
You're freaking kidding me.
So I won $360,000. I was on fire. I couldn't miss. And I was hitting about 2 in the morning, we were betting at Hong Kong.
On horses?
And I'd had a few, on horses, yeah. I'd had a few drinks.
So $2,000 into $365,000.
I think it's $365,000 or $8,000 I won. And then.
Yeah, but hang on, like, because
I told Alex.
Oh, go on.
That I've won all this money. So we try to get it out the next day with a bookie, but you're not allowed to get it out to the Monday. And this was obviously a Thursday now. So I had to wait till Monday. And, you know, when you're a gambler, you want to bet it. So by Sunday, I was 20 down. I'd lost it all. And 20 down. Then Alex left. So that's it. I'm out.
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Now, back to Triple M's Rush Hour podcast.
Edge straight to Michael Clarke. He's got a wicket now, John Hastings. And he's going to celebrate it too.
Oh, the big haystacks.
Over the top.
One of our favourites, Bill, always has been, of course. Superstar for not only Australia, but the Vics, who have just won 3 straight Sheffield Shields. He's back from England. Hello, Big Johnny.
Hey, boys.
But you're in a moon boot. Every time you come in here, you're crook.
Yeah, I know. Last time was my knee. This time it's my moon boot. I've had this on for about 4 times, I think, this moon boot.
I know. So what is it? You went over and played a bit of county cricket and
yeah,
get a bit sore, did
we? Yeah, it was good fun over there, but yeah, came back a month and a half early and got a bit of bone stress on my talus. So in this for another week and then reload it, which will be not too bad.
Just, where did Johnny play? Just for the listeners, Bill, which county did he go to?
Worcester.
It's like the sauce, Bill.
No,
like
Worcestershire.
Yeah, that's
Worcestershire. There we go.
That's it. Exactly.
Worcestershire.
A lovely
what's it
part
like?
Of England.
Yeah. It was, yeah. It was beautiful. We had a nice little country home outside, about 10 minutes out of Worcester, and a nice little couple of pubs there, Bill.
Yeah, nice.
Lovely.
A little village, nice. Is it? Like we talk about.
It was like a little village. I think there was a lot of history involved, and it was dated back to about the 1500s or something like that. Well, it felt like it anyway.
And how often do you play cricket then? So is there the 2020s and the 4-day stuff?
Yeah, we've got a lot of 4-day stuff. We had the 1-day cup early on, like our summer, how we do it.
Yep.
Just before the Champions Trophy, which was actually a really good lead-in for the Champions Trophy. And then, 4-day cricket. And then I just left, having 4 games left in the T20. So
they have just created a Big Bash equivalent over there, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Having actually invented the game, they then were asleep at the wheel a bit, and the Aussies did a great job of establishing the Big Bash. So they've copied a bit of that. How's that going?
They have. They're probably 4 years behind us, to be honest. But, it's building. I mean, it builds every year for the last 4 years for them. But it's good fun to play in front of. I mean, you pack out the stadiums, but it's only 10,000-15,000, yep. So it's not too bad. But they love their cricket over there, and it's a very really good atmosphere to play in.
Yeah, you played there, Jim.
Tiny little
play?
Grounds. Not county cricket. Oh. Although when I was finishing up, Big Tommy Moody was the coach of Worcester,
legend of the club. Big Moods.
So I used to wander down there, Bill, and just make a real nuisance.
Yeah,
of
you'd have 2 beers, you would have been pissed.
That's exactly what I was. 100%.
Anyone else from other countries play with you?
I had Mitch Santner. He's a left-arm tweaker from New Zealand. He's actually a good lad and bloody good player as well. So he was there at Worcester. We had Jimmy Paddo played up at Knott's.
Yeah.
He was nice. I saw him bowl live once, and he was absolutely bowling rockets.
So, and he's a bit sore again, isn't he, in the back?
Yeah, I think he's just he's pulled out of Bangladesh, which is unfortunate. I would have loved to have seen him get back in the Aussie test team. But I'm sure it'll come at some stage during the summer. But he's just got a little bit of fluid around one of his old injuries, yeah. So he's only, I think it's only 4-week rest, and then he'll build back up for the summer.
I don't know what it is, Big Hasto, but fast bowling in England seems to be a lot faster, I reckon. I remember going to watch a day of county cricket in 1985, I reckon it was, at the Oval, and this bloke called Sylvester Clarke was the professional for Surrey. Yes, yep. Bill.
Big West End
I
rapid.
Think it's mainly because everyone else is about 120
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
This bloke, but they were going another 15 metres back. I remember sitting there watching it thinking there is no way you could even see that, let alone
deal with
it.
That's spot on. That's exactly what it is, because everyone bowls sort of 120 clicks an hour and swing it, and then if you get someone quick, you're like, oh, geez.
Oh, hang on.
Don't want
hang
any of this.
No, don't want any of that.
And how was your form, the big all-rounder? How was it?
Oh, I probably wasn't as great as I would have liked. I played a couple of good games in the one days and the T20 blast, but the 4-day stuff's getting a bit hard for the old rig, I think. you've got to have a look at that.
What about the Bush Rangers? How are we going here? Some new faces in there. Of course, you lost their captain, Matty Wade. He's gone to Tassie.
Yeah, he's gone back home to Tassie. I think that was sort of always in his long-term forecast to get back home, and he's just had a little girl, Winter.
Winter?
Well, nearly 1.5 now, I think. But
they need some help too. Yeah, they need a bit of help. Ordinary Tassie, haven't they?
Yeah, they need a bit of help, Tassie. So he's gone back there, and we've lost Marcus Stoinis as well. He's gone back to WA for family reasons. He'll be a big loss. Yeah, he's a very good player. But I've just been back around the group the last little bit, and there's quite a few youngsters around, so it's an exciting time. But yeah, I think losing that experience, we're obviously going to get Pete Siddle back a little bit this year, Jimmy Pattinson, Scotty Boss. So we'll have a good attack.
New captain
as well, Petey Hanscom, when he's going to be around. So looking forward to that.
Not the big bear. Is he still kicking around? Yeah. Is Dave Huss still going around?
D Huss is he's still around with us at the Stars in the coaching role. But Whitey's still there. He's doing a good job. Spotty's still rolling him out.
but you got some, as
Simon
you said,
Davis.
You got some kids and some good kids too, because Sam Harper and Pachetsky.
Pekowski.
Jim.
He's a ripper.
No, yeah, and had some concussion issues last year, so he's all good to go.
Yep, all good to go. He's been training strongly. I watched him bat actually for the first time in the indoor nets the other day against the boys. It's quite hard to see in those indoor nets, and he was just looking very, very good. So he's one to watch.
And Will Sutherland, of course, who could have gone top five or top one, they reckon, in the footy this year, draft pick. Have you seen him?
That's good. A little win over footy. Footy's nice for the cricket boys. Yep. Alex Keith's gone back as well, I noticed.
He's going right.
I've been watching. He's been going good.
He'll play finals.
Hopefully. But, they tell me he's a good young talent. I've been away in our winters a fair bit over the last few years, so I've lost a little bit of touch with these youngsters. But, you know, they tell me he's a good young talent.
Zach Evans is another good one. Opens the bowling for Xavier, Jim.
There you go. Very you know more quick than I do, Bill.
Well, only because my boy played against him and he broke his stump. Clean bowled Bosca, clean bowled him.
And stump's gone.
Oscar looked around, the stump was broken.
That's a good feeling.
That's the first thing he's got to learn is not to look around.
Yeah.
Once you hear that noise, Bill, you pretty much know what's happened.
But
and,
I think he goes, what's that? It didn't sound right. And the stump was broken.
All right, we're going to take a break. More with the big man after this.
Still with us in studio, the big all-rounder for the Aussies, John Hastings.
The Haystacks is in. Now, your great mate Bobby Quine, he's hung him up. Had a wonderful career. I did say the other day, big Haystacks, and you don't need to be convinced of this. Anyone who averages 36 over a 94 first-class game career, that's getting the job done.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. One of the all-time greats, Bobby Quine.
Jim averaged 43, by the way.
I thought there was something.
Don't fall in for that.
Haystacks. I'm just saying, Bobby, a wonderful player. No, but he was a bloody good player and a very good man. He'll be missed around the dressing room, I reckon.
Enormous. We've got an award called the John Scholes Award. Yes. It's not necessarily our best player.
Yep.
But it's someone who, you know, displays great attributes of the team and all that sort of thing. And he's won it about four or five times, I think. So he's an enormous player that's going to be missed for us, but he's probably one of the best team men I've ever played with.
Beryl Scholes, a legend of the North Melbourne Footy Club as well as the Victorian cricket team, was the coach of Victoria when I was playing for South Australia. And Bill, one day after a two-hour session of copping the greatest pasting of all time from Jones, Warn, Merv, O'Donnell, Berry,
O'Donnell,
every single Victorian player. I've then walked off, and Barrel's given me a blast. Did he? Even the coaches climbed into me. Brilliant. Anyone else? Someone out of the scoreboard? But he was a legend, Beryl Scholes. So I'm not surprised to hear you got a great award named after him.
And Bob Quiney, unlucky. Remember, we were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
That ball goes for six. He gets caught a fine leg. Anything can happen from there.
He could have played 50 tests. Yeah, no, do you?
Exactly.
I mean, everyone. I've seen a couple of things on Twitter. The best 14 I've ever seen in Test cricket. So. It was. He's an absolute ripper.
What's he going to do? Is he going to stick around the scene, coaching a bit, or what's he got in mind to do?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up with Bob. I haven't seen him since I've been back, but he's still with us at the Melbourne Stars this year.
Oh, yeah.
So, when a few of our boys will be away, and he'll feature heavily for us, no doubt.
He won't be doing any modelling anywhere.
No, he's still got that beard.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen him for about 5.5 months.
He had this big bushy, terrible.
Yeah, it was massive.
Hey, tell us about the pay dispute. Now, you were over there while it all happened, but thank God it's been fixed. But were you a bit worried that it was going
to
be?
Yeah, I was a little bit worried. That's probably why I had to go over there. I needed some coin.
Yeah.
But I was one of the lucky ones. I still had a contract in place. But, you know, there was a few guys there that really struggled with it. But from my point of view, I think David Warner and Steve Smith, you know, really need a pat on the back from all us domestic cricketers. They really drove it. They wanted the best for the domestic cricketers around the country, and they were of the view that, you know, if domestic cricket's strong, Australian cricket's going to be strong, and we should be looked after as well. So, you know, it got hairy there for a while. Yeah, it was, but you know, I'm glad that it's all been resolved. I think there's still sort of going on behind closed doors trying to get the MOU sorted. But you know, it was touch and go there for a little while.
Yeah. And I think they're not best of friends either, Jim. Fair to say, isn't it?
That might linger for a while. But yeah. I'm with you, Johnny. Those blokes could have said, "Well, I'm earning my six or seven,
so
I don't give a stuff what everyone else is." But they didn't. They actually dug in for the sake of all, and the girls too.
Yeah, and the girls as well. Meg and Elise were very, you know, driving it as much as Steve and David were. So I'm glad we got the deal done. But as you said, I mean, these guys, I think we had an interesting meeting in one of the just before the Champions Trophy. You know, we're saying, boys, if we go on strike, we're not going to get paid. Warner goes, "Don't worry about it, I'll fund it."
Come on, don't.
And he could have.
Yeah. He could have too. But
Junction Oval, have you been down there? And the new, well, I suppose this is your centre of cricket, isn't it, there? Have you seen much of that?
No, I haven't seen it. The boys tell me they went and had a tour of it, I think about a month ago, and they said it looks absolutely magnificent. The outfield's spot on. You could probably almost play on it now, but I think, by all reports, we're going to be in there around November. Good. So I'm looking forward to that because we've had a massive sacrifice as a playing group over the last few years to play all our, you know, games in Alice Springs, and we had a final down in Hobart that was the home final as well. So I'm happy
that's
to see
everything,
that.
Isn't it? That's cricket headquarters, training, everything there now.
Yeah, they've got all the food and cafes.
It'd be great. A nice little, get 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people there. It'd be fantastic.
So all Shield games there or some at the G? How will that work?
I'm not too sure how that's going to structure up as yet, but I think, from what I understand, I think it's just going to be the Melbourne Stars at the MCG and also the Aussies, of course. But yeah, for us, it'll be magnificent. You know, we're used to having 1,000 people at the MCG. You can hardly hear it. There's more people having a tour there. So if we can get a good crowd down there, it'll be unbelievable.
Oh, now, Johnny, we've got the test matches coming up against England, the biggest series of all the Ashes, of course. I don't know if you agree with me, but I need our man Paddo fit.
Yes.
I need him fit for my plan to come into place. I need Paddy Cummings fit, and I think he is.
Yep.
And then, of course, big Mitch Stark and Josh Hazlewood.
Yep.
If that's the case, and I am Steve Smith, I'm demanding that the groundsman make the things not light green, dark green, like the Australian cap.
Yep.
All the pictures are that colour, Johnny.
Oh,
and
I'd
then if I'm Steve Smith, I'm walking out to Joe Root and I'm saying, "Listen, pal, every ball of this summer is halfway down. Everything. I got two back. I got one in short ear. Just get ready."
Oh, how
and
exciting.
All the clowns that are coming in behind you we've never heard of.
No,
it's bombs away, Bill. It's bloody Berlin 1945. Get ready.
Yeah, but that'd work, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be absolutely magnificent. I think it's what we've all sort of been wanting for the last, well, probably 3 years since they've all come onto the scene.
They got nice and smug when they beat us over there too and started bloody chirping away.
I mean, some of their batting is, as I was mentioning off air before, I don't think it's up to it, to be honest. So I'd hope that was the case. Pattinson can slide in at seven, no doubt. He's a gun batter. So
actually, they can all bat pretty well. They can hold a stick.
Yeah, they're all Stark.
Stark and Hazlewood as well.
Exactly.
They will be Joe Root. what about Bangladesh, big haystacks? One of their players said they are unbeatable
at home.
Yeah, that's extraordinary.
They have improved, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They have. I mean, that's the sort of confidence they've been brooding over the last little bit. They have actually knocked off. They had a series one all against England about 18 months ago. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see how we go. But apparently it's monsoon season over there. So I don't know how it's going to go. The boys have... The practice match has been called off. Some of their training hasn't been going up to scratch. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how we go. Obviously, we know how difficult it was for us in India when we were over there. Yeah. We snuck a win off the Indians. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they go.
Oh, this is a place where Big Doodle Gillespie peeled off a double
century. Right.
And just brought the whole tone of cricket anywhere in the world down.
He still signs off his text messages with Dizzy 200.
It's just Dizzy 200.
It's extraordinary.
Now, listen, this foot is
coaching South Australia.
Yeah, in the Big Bash.
Yeah.
The foot's going to keep you out for only about a week, and then you'll be ready for what? When are you back?
Yep, so I've got another week in the boot, then I'll reload. There's still about 5 weeks before the JLT One-Day Cup.
Yep.
So there's six games there for the Bush
Series
Rangers.
Series in India, one-day games in India we got?
No, I probably won't be. The squad's been announced, I think, well, I hope. But, yeah, I won't be in that.
Okay.
So that's early. Unfortunate. But hopefully maybe feature later on in the summer. But you never know.
Nice. You're still living in Hastings?
I'm not living in Hastings anymore. No, it's Frankston South now.
I rang into John Hastings one day. I said, "Where are you living?" He goes, "Hastings."
I was there for a bit. I've got the in-laws were down there. So while we're sort of... getting our house sorted. We're in with them.
And I'm right in saying, a Hawks man?
I am a Hawks man.
So you're disappointed for the first time in 35 years that you're not playing in the finals?
Yeah, we had to give someone else a go, didn't we? I'll be there tomorrow night.
We love watching them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Hodgie's last game, so I'll be there tomorrow night and see the general get sent off.
The general, it's been a star. We do love him.
He's a legend.
Here's some pies from the AFL.
Take them, Haystacks. Cold pie for you. Good luck with everything coming up. The Bush Rangers and also the Aussies, the Stars. Big summer.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. I'll catch you soon.
Thanks. What are you doing, Fat?
I might have a spell. Intermission.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian Government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Now, back to Triple M's Rush Hour podcast.
All right, we got social media feedback coming next,
yes,
Bill,
Jim.
Because we need to get to news. I'll tell you what is coming in the next hour, too. Shane Crawford, Little Ween.
Little Ween.
Speaking of Big Johnny Haystacks, he loves his Hawks.
Yeah.
Hawthorn legend, Shane Crawford, of course. And then Elise Knowles from The Block.
Oh,
she's
yes,
in
please.
Here as well.
She's a star.
All right.
Give me the worst set shot person kicking for goal, Jim. That's all I need. The worst set shotter.
Is that,
goal.
Is that your social media question?
Yes, it is.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that next on the Rush Hour. Big second hour. Shane Crawford not far away. At least Noel's not far away from The Block. Yes. Looking forward to both of them. Now, what we have here, Bill, social media style.
Oh.
Before we get to the worst set shot in the comp.
Yep.
Some other ones that have come in.
Yes, please.
Simon Bongiovanni, I think I've said that correctly.
Yep.
Talking about your kids, what your kids do that drive you nuts. My six-year-old takes 40 minutes to eat one slice of toast. Hashtag eats like a mouse. Hashtag come on, Charlie.
Come on,
that does drive you nuts.
Come on, Charlie.
So I'm feeling the pain there. But
and
we're getting.
You yell at him, so eat up. We
hurry up.
They go slower, Jim.
We're getting to the set shots now, Bill.
Yes.
Michael Becker. Travis Cloak, shut the gate.
Oh, this is for the worst set shot on
Greg
goal.
Carroll, James Manson, Collingwood.
Yeah.
Going back a bit there. Yeah. Shane Kelly, our man from Dublin.
Yep.
Worst set shot, Billy lining up in front of a joke. Hashtag misses, hashtag still king of Geelong.
Oh,
but the winner is Leroy. This is the first person to get this right.
Yep, Cameron Fletcher off Twitter sent through that it was Will Langford, and there's a good reason why he'd know that. He's a Hawthorn supporter.
Will Langford, Jim, 12%.
That's
so
amazing.
He's had 17 shots on goal this year. He's kicked 2 goals, 9, and 6 out on the full.
He actually does a lot of what it takes to be a medium small forward pretty well, Will Langford, doesn't he? But the actual kicking for goal bit is horrific.
12% he's going at. Thomas Bug at 20. Mav Weller at 21. Sean Higgins.
Yeah, which is amazing. He was normally very good.
Well, he's had 14 shots at goal, only kicked 5 goals, 9. And then Marcus Bontempelli at 30%.
And Fasolo, I don't think, has had a great time of it either.
Do you know the best? Just a matter of interest for the best. Ben McAvoy.
Oh, big boy.
Well, he's only had 15 shots, but he's kicked 13 goals.
Not bad,
set shots, that's good.
Nice.
And Bastanac.
Probably because when you're a big ruckman, unless you're basically directly in front, you're looking to give off.
Well, exactly. But good on Big Ben.
Smart.
Smart.
Smart, Bill. Speaking of smart.
No, he's not.
Shane Crawford. Hello, Ween.
Look at it. Ween, little Ween.
Tiny little Ween. Anyway, we need to speak to him because it's a big night on the footy show tonight.
From the Footy Show, Shane Crawford joins us.
7:30 tonight, the Footy Show, which is going to be sensational. We're going to discuss this. But Bill.
Yes.
Thing about Shane Crawford, or as we've called him all our lives, Wayne.
Yes.
Is that because of the fool of a man that he often is in the media.
Yeah.
People forget how good a footballer this man
That's
was.
That's very
Let
true.
Me have a, let's
I
read this.
Read.
Four-time best and fairest for the Mighty Hawks. Four-time All-Australian.
Four.
Inducted into the Australian Football Hall of Fame in 2012. Four. Brownlow medalist, Bill. And premiership player.
That is
a resume that everyone should be very aware of. Hello, Wayne.
Jim, great to see you. How are you?
Very good. Not as good as you.
305 games
yep.
and 224 goals.
Superstar.
13th in the draft. Yeah, so good to see you.
Oh, nice to see you, Bill. How are you?
How's your truck?
You two are in the truck. Are you in the truck tonight on the Footy Show 7:30?
I think we're doing something with the truck tonight, yes. Nice. But it's a big show tonight. Yeah, that's right.
So there it is.
We're a bit disappointed in the first show, Bill and myself. What? Like, there was tears and all sorts of things because everyone came out with this big entrance.
Bang,
and then Bill entrance. And I in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
He said, this is not good.
Send out to the suburbs.
I said, we could jump in the truck and just take off.
No,
and
we
take
didn't
all
move,
the gear,
Tim. In the first episode, we were just in studio.
In the truck in
studio. I think they forgot about us. What can we do with these two fool's heads? Throw them in the back of that truck. But a big night tonight, isn't it?
7:30 is the start time.
Massive night.
Just on that, the phones are open now. So you can actually donate now. 4 o'clock, the phones are open for business. You got the number there.
So it's the My Room telephone.
If you want to donate now, you can go to myroom.com.au. But tonight, there is every AFL player under the sun. Luke Hodge, Max Gaunt, Alex Rance, Jared Rufford, Jack Zeebel.
Zeebs.
Mark Murphy, it goes on and on. Andrew Bogut. Bogut. I was going to talk like you, Bill. Yep. Denny Green.
Shane Warne.
One of the all-time greats.
Cam Smith.
Cameron Smith.
Andy Lee. Nice. And we want to beat $1 million. Last year we got to $1 million, but it's all about helping those young boys and girls put a bit of a smile back on their face who are doing it really tough. And that's what tonight's all about,
the Footy
Jim,
Show,
as you know.
My Room Telethon, 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Make sure you're watching and make sure you donate. Mm. That's
Get
the key
involved. And Jim, I want to talk about North Melbourne.
Yes, please.
They've got a tank this week.
Bill, Shane,
what?
It's not in the DNA of that
magnificent
Please. Football club.
Well, that is just disgraceful
if
they don't.
Why are we second any better than first? Like, you're still getting an unbelievably good player.
Yeah, but you're getting the number one pick,
What
Jim.
Are you teaching your players if you're telling them not to absolutely charge at winning a
We've
game?
We've come this far and things haven't turned out too well in 2017, so we might as well just throw this
Shane,
one.
Shane, you're being silly.
No, I'm not.
You're being silly.
Why are you saying that,
not
Shane?
Not possible. In fact, I take
that because
as
if they win, they go to 15th. Probably, okay? But if they lose, they go to the bottom. Yeah, sure, you win the spoon, but you get the number one pick. And guess what? Hawthorn got a number one pick who's retiring on Friday night, and his name was Luke Hodge, and he was our saviour. He turned our footy club around, so Shane, that is the difference. Jim, I know you're not involved anymore, but you need to make a call.
You know Brad Scott.
I do, and he'll be tanking.
He would
he'll
not.
He'll be playing young kids. They'll try hard, they'll flood back. And you'll lose.
Shane, if Brad Scott was sitting as close to you as I am now, would you say that same sentence?
Probably not.
No. I know
you've
got
to do it, Jim. But deep down, you know that has to happen. Look me in the eye.
No, it will not happen.
That is a yes. You are looking at me and you're nodding.
North Melbourne, I said this to Bill earlier in the week. One of the, I think it's only the Swans and North are the only clubs that haven't finished last and had the overall number one pick. Mm-hmm. And that's something the club wears as a badge of honour. They will be having a crack,
Shane. And
Shane,
there's no standout number one pick.
Well, that's
Is
not
it?
True. That depends on the recruiters. They might have a clear number one pick at North Melbourne.
No.
Well, yes.
I've spoken to them.
No.
Well, speaking of the Hawks, missing the finals for the first time forever.
I go for GWS.
Are you? I was about to say, who have you jumped onto?
No, I really do believe GWS will win, only if they can get their defensive pressure
Which
a lot better.
Is a bit hit and miss.
Yeah. So if I was Leon Cameron and I was coaching, and I'd be a very good coach, I'd be saying, okay, it's not about how we're going to attack because we know how to attack. They've got some great movers of the footy, but it's all about defensive pressure, doing the one percenters, and anyone that doesn't do that for the whole game, you're out. Because there's great pressure on right now with Deledio coming back and Stevie J, your man, whether or not he's going to get a game. So it's all about those little things, that's what wins you the big Premiership Cup at the end of the day.
Defensive.
Tell us about a couple of the young
Something
blokes.
Something Bill never did.
No, exactly. Life.
How many tackles did you lay in your career?
About eight. Eight good ones. Well, we didn't tackle back then, Shane. It wasn't about tackling.
Well, someone had to tackle.
Yeah, that's what the little nipsies do up there. That's you. Like you, little garden
Your
gnomes.
Excuse from doing that.
Yeah.
Even Jason Dunstall used to tackle.
Get he the did. Ball to the ground or mark it. That's all I did.
Okay.
Go back, kick goal.
You, if I'm going to be serious about football for a second, you were before your time. Because right now, your type of player is the most sought after almost of any recruiter. And that is someone who can win it in the contest, but also get outside and do the outside running, the Isaac Smith, the pattern running on the 45. So important to modern footy.
Yeah, but probably a bit taller, Jim, so you could sneak forward and take a few high grabs.
I don't think that's as important as covering the ground.
No, definitely. It's a running game for sure, and there's no doubt the recruiters go into that in great detail, working out who can really run and cover the ground. You can build your endurance up, but if you do have that as a bit of a weapon, it's a real positive. When you look at GWS, you know, you see Kelly, you see Scully zooming around. Whitfield. You see Lockie Whitfield who zooms around. So they're going to be extremely hard, and that's what recruiters definitely want. But the great thing about our game, for a long time, all types have been able to play. But unfortunately, things are starting to change.
Hawthorn, your club's always been, I reckon, at the front with that style of player. Yourself, of course, and then Changa Bateman was very underestimated when it came to that style of footy. Isaac Smith, Brad Hill. So Al Clarkson's understood more than anyone the importance of that outside running
and
play.
I think on ball, you've got to have the right mix. You've got to have the right balance. You can't have all your sort of contested ball winners. You really need to have that beautiful blend right around. Players who can explode from the contest, and you've got players that can be outside players. You obviously need inside players, but it's even better if they can play outside as well, so they can have sort of both tricks. So you'll see a lot of centre bounces these days. There's always a couple of running types that can really move the ball with great pace, apart from winning the nice, hard, tough footy.
Here. The beards just brought them in. Yeah. Oh, Shane, 860 tackles in your career, over 305 games. Nice. That's about...
Three and a half a game?
No, it's about 2.75.
Well, someone written that down.
No,
three a game.
305. Right.
Three a game, give it.
No, 2.75. You know how many tackles I had?
How many?
161.
Oh. How many games?
198.
So half a tackle a game.
A third.
Shane.
Probably a third.
We're going to take a break. We're going to discuss more with you next.
How many tackles?
None. And he's got no tackle.
From the Footy Show at the special time of 7:30 tonight, Shane Crawford.
Yes, indeed. My Room Telethon starts tonight, 7:30, as you said, on 9. But also the phones are open now, 1-800-697-666. 1-800-697-666. Oh, celebrities everywhere. Ninja Warriors are there, the Block personalities.
The firefighters from they do the calendars. Calendars. So they'll get their gear off, so that'll all be happening.
Shane Warne.
Can I just say, I love tuning in, especially when you play all of Bill's stuff.
I know. They're coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Idiot File, we got a full
That is
book.
Unbelievable.
You like that, Shane?
That is my favourite
because
by a mile.
That's how you were at school. You were no good at school, don't you? You have a go at me.
No, I'm not having a go. I'm saying that's my favourite thing, Bill. It's a compliment.
What did you do in year 12 at Assumption College, Shane?
What was it? Back then it was out of 168, wasn't it?
And what did you
about
get?
About 38.
Shane, you know the big fight on Sunday?
Yes.
Floyd Mayweather against McGregor.
I'll get it right, Jim.
Have a listen to how Bill thought the first one should sound.
Lord Mayweather. I don't know how you get
that. Lord Mayweather, I think, is a racehorse. That's probably why you
That's
were saying
That's what that. I was doing. You're still on the pun, are you? Like a little bit.
I do. I don't have any good horses, but I don't mind watching. I love that Winx is back, which is incredible. And I've been invited to go out and have a look at Winx. Chris Waller invited me to go to Sydney and go to track work, which I'd love to do hopefully over the next few weeks.
Have you seen a better horse in our country than Winx?
Black Caviar? Well, Black Caviar was amazing, but Winx, they reckon she's better than last year, and she won the Cox Plate by 8 lengths. Mm. So that is quite unbelievable.
And if she wins this year, that'll be 3 in a row Cox Plate. Is that right?
Yeah, and that'll probably be her fourth run, so which is just incredible. I think we don't realise how lucky we are. We've had Black Caviar, now we've got Winx, and there's always a champion racehorse floating around, and we're very spoilt here in this country when it comes to racehorses.
Now, you've done some great things, Shane, but the best things you have done is for breast cancer, of course, and we've loved your work there, very emotional. The run, of course, from Adelaide to Melbourne, and then the ride from Melbourne to Perth. You're chubbing up a bit, fair to say.
I'm actually
a bit chubby.
Well, it's winter, you know, and being on postcards, I sort of eat and drink everything wherever he goes. Yes. But it's fair to say I'm still reasonably fit, but I could definitely trim up a touch, Bill.
So have we got another gig for you?
What, you've got one?
No. Have you been thinking about one? Because he likes to produce.
Swim to Tassie or something?
Something like that.
I wouldn't be doing that.
A shark would grab you, you'd be right. He'd feed the family for a month.
A whole school of them. What I'd like to do, I'd like to start doing athletics again, like really competing.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, I would. So maybe the end of the year, Christmas time, I'd like to start running properly and maybe go to Stawell and have a crack at the 800 metres at Stawell, where they've got the handicap thing in March.
In the Masters division.
Well, yeah, but they have the handicap, so it doesn't matter about your age. So it might be whatever times you're running, they'll handicap you appropriately.
John Anderson's boy won it this year, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he
Mate, it was one of the great runs come from nowhere and end up winning it.
Oh, you wait until you see me, Bill. I'll be
chubby down the outside.
Just chugging along.
We did the Footy Show Olympics last year and you dominated. So you've still got it.
Well, not the throwing event, though. We had the javelin.
Didn't have
javelin
a lot to beat.
You didn't have much to beat.
Jim beat us in the javelin, though, didn't he?
Was that the only thing?
And the other good thing, little chucker. You're flying out of Channel 9, Kids WB. The kids love that, don't they?
It's a powerful little show that sort of no one really cares about, apart from us who are on it and people behind the show.
And the kiddies.
Yeah, it goes right around the country. And it's funny, I'll go to Queensland or New South Wales. I went to the State of Origin. And the old guy on the gate goes, "Oh, I love your show." And I thought he's talking about the footy show. Postcards. No, it was Kids WB. Because he loves the old Looney Tunes and he loves us mucking around, having a bit of fun. So it's quite nice. So everywhere you go, especially in different parts of the country, it's all, no one knows that I played footy.
No.
No one cares that I played footy. It's all about the cartoons.
Do you catch up with any of the old Hawthorn boys anymore? Hebe Graham, you know, the boys from your sort of era.
Well, Ben Dixon's 40th come out very soon.
Doodle.
So, he told me it was on the 1st of August, and then he's changed his mind about 2 days out and said, no, I'm going to have it 1st of September.
Oh, good. So, let's all crash it. Where is it? Tell everyone.
Where is it? Just at a pub. I said, it's Friday night. I said, there's going to be a final on, is it? Oh, no, not next week.
You went,
next
week's and then first, Jason Dunstall, you went through an era where there were some appallingly behaved sort of people that played.
Jason Dunstall was my captain for a while, one of the all-time greats. Nothing but respect for the great man. He used to practice all the time with his kicking, so there's no secret to it, Bill. It's just practice, get your routine. And you'll kick the goals.
What about how rude he was, though, to anyone who wasn't a star?
Disgraceful. Even his teammates, he wouldn't talk to you, only when he sort of felt like it, and yet he was the captain. But I still appreciated the way he went about it. Mm. He was a superstar. I kicked him the ball in at the Gabba when he went back to kick his 1,000th goal.
Yes. 1,000.
And he didn't say thank you.
Nothing.
No, just kicked it through, and I'm going, Jace,
here
thumbs up, and he just looked at me and went, yep. I said, what about a thank you? I kicked the ball to you. And he said, oh, you floated the kick.
Oh, right. I had to get to it.
Yeah, I said, good on you.
Premiership reunion next year, 2008, of course.
I know. Doesn't it go quick, Bill?
That's
what about your premiership reunion? Oh, you didn't win. Sorry about that. Sorry. I didn't. I forgot. I remember you played
89, 92, 94, 95.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be the first time, obviously, we've all really come together, and the big Budwar will be there, and Ruffy and Hodgie. Now that he's retired, after
he'll look
Friday
like you
night.
In a minute.
Yeah, he'll go. He'll go pretty quick. I think he'll thicken up like Darren Jarman.
He will.
It should be good fun getting the side back together.
Hey, make sure you're watching the Footy Show tonight. The My Room telethon is enormous. We are 7:30, Channel 9. It kicks off all the superstars, Shane Warne, Andrew Bogut, Danny Green, the legend that is Cam Smith. Good thing you're...
Eddie McGuire, just put for our
putting Ed, of course. Luke Hodge, Maxie Gorn, Nick Riewoldt, Stevie J, Rough Head. Oh, it's going to be... And Elise Knowles, who we're about to get on next.
Elise on next.
The Block.
The Block. Oh, she's in there, I think, too.
Dominating.
She's one of the superstars.
Someone's hanging a photo of her out there.
All right, very nice. 7:30 tonight. What's that number again, Bill? People can ring to get involved. 1-800-697-666.
Well done, Jim.
Well done. All right.
How did you know that?
Well, I'm doing all your bloody heavy lifting still.
How do you carry a man for so long, Jim?
With that weight, too. I know. I've had to have reconstruction after reconstruction. Shane, good to see you. Have a great night tonight.
Good on you, Jim.
Here comes another one.
Bill,
yes.
The Block dominating on Channel 9. The numbers it's putting up, quite extraordinary.
Unbelievable.
But every single person I speak to about it says there's one house and one house only.
That's it.
That is that much better than everyone else's.
Yeah.
And that belongs to Elise Knowles. Oh. Knowlesy, who's in here now. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Jeez, you've done a good job with this place because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, that's what we wanted. Sticks and Wombat, like you said, have done very well. But that's what, we got good neighbours, so it's all coming in handy.
Become very friendly with Sticks and Wombat. Wombat grew up in Drilldry in Geelong, Jim, and has got the big beard.
Yep.
Probably not as close to Ronnie and Georgia in House 3, fair to say, Elise.
maybe not. But anyway. We can build a bridge over that one.
Exactly. I watched last night and they had had to do a room at Ronald McDonald House, Jim, which is a fantastic charity, as we all know. And it was quite emotional at the start there, wasn't it?
I think everyone, you know, some people had a personal connection to that. And everyone just really wanted to help out as much as they could. And, it's a wonderful charity. And we wanted to help the little fellas get, yeah, a nice place for their family to stay.
And your room won the best room on the night, which was fantastic.
We did.
Who's the old couple? They didn't finish their room, which was a bit disappointing, but they did go back and finish it.
They did.
And then you went glamping.
We did go glamping. It was a bit different to the normal camping. Usually we hear birds and, you know, the river maybe and water ski boats. This time we heard cars and trucks and Josh farting. And
he dropped a nice little clanger.
Yeah.
Where was that? Because that's in the middle of Melbourne, Jim. They got these teepee types and it was looked very nice.
St. Jerome's in Melbourne CBD. It's on top of... amazing building in the middle of the CBD. Wow.
And
it's pretty insane. You go up there and they got saunas and spas and really nice tents. So it's not the normal camping, but it's pretty good.
It looked really good. That so anyone can do that.
Anyone can do that. Yeah. You book accommodation up there for the night.
You got off to a flying start when you won the bathroom week in the first week with a round bath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you normally put a round bath in, or was the shape of your bathroom dictating a round bath?
We had this idea from the start that we wanted the round bath, so it was a pretty hefty purchase, but I think it really paid off. It's very statement piece, and that's the first thing you see when you walk
in. You're quite a tall girl. If you were in the round bath, could your legs be straight?
Oh, yeah.
So it's must.
It's comfy. You can have a party in there.
That's a must for me with a bath. Yep. If you have to
stretch.
Bend your knees.
If you have to bend your knees, then it's not the right shape.
It's game over, isn't it?
I agree with that.
Yeah. You've got to be relaxed when you're
it's
in
the bath. It's a lot of water, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Because I fill it up, and then I get in, and it goes over the edge.
Does.
Well, a bit more space in there for you.
But I'll tell you who is good, your boyfriend. How long have you been going out with Joshy?
4 years now.
4 years.
Yeah. Oh.
But he's a carpenter.
He's a carpenter, yeah.
But very, very nice detail, especially the
cabinetry.
Cabinetry. That's it. He's very good at that, isn't he?
Yeah, we built last week a big mezzanine, which was a pretty big point of difference, I reckon. And yeah, he goes over and beyond, this kid. He just never stops and always has to be one step bigger and better and make it harder for ourselves.
Well,
but
this week he's got some nice little storage areas. What do you call that in a room where it's, you know, he's cut
built
into
ins,
the, built-ins? What is that called?
They're like a built-in storage unit that we're making like a library study room. So it's a space you can go in, put all your knickknacks, your books, and a study, and a day bed. So
beautiful timber work, Jim. Mm. Look really good. We'll see it all next week, of course.
He's a very clever boy.
And you're all getting on well, except for old Ronnie. We're all getting on well there?
Yeah, it's a pretty good family this year, to be honest. Yeah. We're all having lots of fun. There's a few little hurdles we're going to get over.
The pool?
Yeah, the pool scenario. But in the end, I think we're just trying to get everyone thinking about backyard week and, you know, plans and permits have to go in place before you can actually put a pool in. So getting everyone thinking, but it didn't really pay off.
No.
So basically, Nullsy, you've done all of your shooting now. You're doing the publicity rounds and then the auction is when? How far away from now?
The auction is in October.
Oh, right.
So we've got a while to wait.
Sweaty palms.
Yeah, we do.
Into that.
It's getting stressful now. Everyone, it's coming to life. Every week you watch these episodes and you're like, oh man, it's getting closer and closer.
Bill, but, that's exciting. Cash in Elise's pocket.
Well, it mightn't be, Jim, if they don't get enough.
Might not. You might get nothing.
There's cash coming. That's what I hear. Amounts.
I like the back lane too. There's a nice little back lane there, Jim, which I reckon is important.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's gates either side so you can lock the kids in. They can all have fun. Basketball at the back, footy. You can do what you want. I think it's a safe little community there.
No, it's good.
I spoke a while back to a young man,
Nullsy,
who was doing some stuff. He was activating something on Instagram. It's about 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of your good self at that stage. He said, I'm doing blah and blah and blah with these people who are big on Instagram. And I said, oh, yeah, right, who are they? And he said, oh, well, we're looking to use Beckjard and we're looking to use someone else. And we're looking to use Elise Nullsy. I said, that cannot be her surname. That must be an Australianism. You can't have anyone called Nullsy as a surname. No. He goes, no, you idiot, that's a tag. It's Elise Knowles.
Knowles.
So I thought your surname was Nullsy.
Yeah, we can roll with that one.
Well, that's just people know you as Nullsy.
How many followers you got?
A few.
How many? Big note yourself. It's okay. We all do it every day.
650 something.
Bill,
I'm not sure.
I follow you, Nullsy, so I'll tell you.
656,000,
Jim. 656,000.
That puts my 200,000
in the show. You know more than me. It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what I am. I'm on 99. Do you reckon you can get to 100,000?
Yeah.
It's hard. No, it's bloody hard, Nolsey.
Elise, can you stick around? We need to talk to you about the big footy show spectacular tonight. That's next.
From the block, Elise Knowles in studio.
Yeah, hers is the best house. It'll get the most money.
Yep.
And you're also selling your proper house in Coburg.
Your real house.
Yeah, we are actually. We're putting that up to auction very shortly. Mm. Yeah. Ooh. So we've been renovating that one for about 2 years now. And when we first brought it, it was really, really bad. You could have bulldozed it over.
Shit all.
Just like the block, basically.
Yes.
Yep. Was that. And yeah, we're fully renovated now and we're ready to move on to the next adventure.
Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, open plan living and dining room, an outdoor entertainment area with fireplace and barbecue gym in Coburg.
Yeah.
What are your reno tips? If you had to give us just maybe two or three reno tips, because we all like to do a bit of reno at home. We all think we can do it. What would the one or two would they be?
I think you have to work out your budget first. Work out how much money have you got to play with. And you also have to, you know, take into consideration that things are going to go wrong.
Yes.
That you'll need extra money to fix it and pay for extra trades. So locate it enough money plus some extra.
How do you go with the budget on the block?
Yeah, we do okay. We got a little bit scared in the first week through bathroom week. I think everyone did.
Yeah.
When everyone spent some good dosh. But we went okay throughout, and hopefully we can win some more rooms. Mm.
And one more tip for those people out there listening to us.
I think you need a good team. You need your carpenters, your plumbers, your electricians.
Tradies.
Get your tradies together, and you need a good team that you can rely on that are going to work hard
yep.
and do what you want in the amount of time you've got.
You must like the tradies. No footballers hanging around 4 years ago, Nolsey, for you?
Nah.
Just wanted a tradie?
Just the tradie. They get their hands dirty.
Oh, right.
And they do that, Bill.
Yes, they do.
You've been to Timor as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just went to Timor, actually, on a charity trip for WaterAid. And it was really, really nice to see the clear difference between a village that hasn't been affected yet and a village that has. So WaterAid, they go in and they work on getting the villagers clean water and being able to turn on a tap to fill up their jerry cans and also toilets and hygiene, which is a very big issue that not many people think about, but is very important in a village because people are getting sick. Yep. One in three kids are dying of diarrhea purely because they don't wash their hands. No one's going to the toilet in the same spot and there's no clean water. So kids are growing up with stunting. They don't grow to their full capacity. And yeah, it was a very eye-opening trip, but very worth it to come back to Australia and, you know, show everyone how lucky we are and how good we got it and what we can do to help.
Could be a bit of perspective, Nolsey.
It is, yeah.
We take it for granted here,
grounding.
Don't we?
We sure do. We don't even think about turning on the tap here or flushing the toilet.
Where the water comes from, the West Barwon Dam or the Moorabool system. That's Geelong, by the way.
We did a big drive up to where the main water source was for one of the villages, and it was literally a dripping water coming off a leaf.
Fair dinkum.
And that's where we drove up there in 15 minutes, and they have to walk it every day with their water tanks and come back down. Mm. And it's dripping water. Mm-hmm. We're very, very lucky here
in
Australia.
Indeed.
Make sure you're watching tonight, by the way.
Nolsey will be there.
Nolsey's there.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Don't worry about that for a second. The footy show, My Room Telethon.
Yes.
Give us the number again, Bill.
Jim.
You are. Three times I've asked you to give the number people can ring, because they can ring now.
That's right.
4 o'clock it started up. My Room. And you look at him. This is what, Nolsey, this is what I've got to deal with
every single day. Mate, what are you doing?
By the way,
he's on it, Jim.
Luke Hodge, Maxie Gorn, Tom Hawkins, Alex Rance, Nick Riewoldt, Stevie J, Brendan Goddard. There's stars, Magic Door, James Zeeble, stars everywhere. And the girls are involved too. Mo Hope is going to be in there. Andrew Bogut, Shane Warne, the superstar, Cam Smith. Nolsey's in there. Nolsey. Andy Lee.
Everyone, Jim.
Oh, I tell you. Right, Sam Wood.
Number.
Righto.
1-800-697-666 1-800-697-666 Jim. And the phones are open now.
We'll get ringing.
They're calling everyone.
Talk to Lavinia.
Oh, no.
Or even Beck Jard.
They're
there answering phone calls right now.
All right.
Okay, you see that?
Okay, then this is radio, Bill.
You did well.
This is radio.
They're up there now answering the phone calls right now.
They see that.
1-800-697-666
It's a listening industry radio, Bill.
Come on, Nolsey. You'll be on the idiot file, Nolsey.
Did you see that?
Don't blame that on me.
Yes.
Nolsey, good luck. With the sale of the house on the block in October, you don't need luck with that. It's the best place by a mile.
Yep.
But also tonight with the footy show.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, Jimmy boy.
This round, we're on track, this is the AFL, to pass the all-time record of 6.525 million fans who've attended games. This is the history of the comp.
And the history.
The all-time record.
Well, mate, there are some very good games this week, which they'll be packed, the stadiums.
Yep. So, by way of saying thanks, round, this is from the AFL, round 23, kids in for nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. Zero.
Zero.
Nada.
Kids under 12.
And $2 pies.
$2.
So, you're magnificent $4.20, $2.
That's great.
From the gates opening until the first bounce.
Well, mate, that is fantastic. Well done to the AFL on that.
I agree.
That is very, very good.
So get along, let's break the record, and while you're in there, your kids get in for nothing if they're under 12, and you get a pie for $2.
How good's that?
Golden.
Yeah. Well, there are some great games, so there will be a big, big crowds at each of those.
Now, Bill,
yes.
Tomorrow, Bridge Duclos in here.
Bridge.
Joey Montagna, prior to his first call, debut call of AFL football Friday night.
Big call.
Mount Hotham Snow Quiz,
yep.
Suburban Song, and a massive idiot file. Like huge.
No.
No, it is. It's enormous.
Actually, I've been very good.
No, you haven't.
Elise just said she didn't realise how intelligent I was.
Elise.
Elise.
Oh, no.
Elise.
There's an example of what
she
you'll hear tomorrow.
She just said how intelligent I was. Couldn't
7:30 footy show, the big My Room telethon gets stuck
tonight.
In that. All right, Bill.
Yes.
Something funny. After yesterday wasn't too bad.
Very good.
In the day with the laugh, this is Billy's joke. Melbourne Brick, 30% off first quality 500 by 500 Melbourne stone pavers. Offer ends soon.
Joey from Melbourne Brick rang me. Said, "Keep up the great work, champ."
I don't reckon he did.
He did. Said, "Keep it up, champ.
Very
you're killing him."
He didn't do that.
Patrick was a youthful and hardworking Irishman at a coastal village in Island Gym.
Mm-hmm.
Daily, he would pole a heavy old punt out to sea.
Oh no!
Then work a heavy iron grapple to bring up the sand oysters, which he sold to the local iceworks.
Oh, no.
He was a man of regular habits, Jim.
Yes.
Always arriving home each day at a certain time.
Mm.
Patrick, sadly, Patrick did not realise the heavy grappling, Jim, was taking a toll on his faulty heart.
Right.
One day he failed to come home, so his wife contacted the police to investigate, Jim.
Don't.
They rode out and found Patrick dead in the punt, beside him a huge grapple full of oysters he tried to hoist aboard.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, can you believe what the headlines of the Irish Times newspaper were?
What were they?
Oysters kill Patrick.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oysters kill Patrick, Jim.
No, I thought it was going to come at some stage. Bill.
Not bad.
Do you have to use the accent for the whole telling of the joke?
Yes.
Or just when you're actually quoting an Irish person?
Well, I wasn't quoting anyone.
Well, then why not just go with a normal accent?
Because it's Irish.
Oh.
It's the Irish Times, Jim. It's the Irish Times.
Oh,
oysters killed the Patrick.
Thank you, Bill. Yep.
Well done, Bill.
I got it, Bill.
I don't think I've had a good week on
not
the joke.
Really. I don't reckon.
Very good week.
Oh,
where's that lady? She loved that joke yesterday. What was her name? Pitts?
Shazza.
Shazza loved the joke, Jim.
Loved it.
Sam Plant Boom. Footy show tonight, 7:30, early start.
Where did Johnny play? Just for the listeners, Bill, which county did he go to?
Worcester.
That was the Rush Hour catch up.
Finish up the night, Bill.
Get even more of JB and Billy by subscribing to the Rush Hour podcast on iTunes.